Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Top stories this morning. A Westside apartment complex evacuated a portion of the Oaks at Normandy apartments underwater.
They told us to evacuate, and then when we everyone went outside, we looked outside, and the building was kind of like caving in the wall.
Action News Jax's Alexis Clevenger continues our live team coverage. Residents were forced to lean on family and friends for a place to stay last night. What's the word out there this morning?
Well, and so I just got off the phone with one of the residents that lived in that building. Now, she told me that she says that they're supposed to get an update around 10 this morning from the property management there about the situation moving forward. But yeah, she had to stay with her parents last night. And so now all of those people living in that building are just trying to, or having to find a place to go. Now, just last night, first responders ordered everyone out of the building because it is not safe. So this morning we were able to see tape that was put up around the area where all this happened. So it's blocking anyone from entering or exiting the area. And we weren't able to get super close because we're not allowed on the property. But we did look through those photos, and we have video of where you're able to see the ground. It looks like it's collapsing around one of the buildings there. And so there's also a retention pond around it as well. And so that looks like it's eating away the ground right up to the edge of the building. So JFRD was on scene last night and said 24 units are affected. Mm. So the good news, though, is that no one was injured. But like we were just talking about, these people are trying to find a place to go because the manager of the complex determined they can't provide residents with temporary housing.
I think the first thing we all think about is, was this directly related to all the rain that we got from Debbie? Is there any insight into that yet, or is it still too soon to know?
Well, at this time, JFRD tells us the cause of this could be a lot of things. So it could be a pipe leak, or it could be from the recent storms. But they say that the cause won't be known for some time.
All right. And this is all happening at the Oaks at Normandy Apartments. It's just beyond the Publix supermarket there at Normandy Crossing, Whataburger, and the ViStar at Normandy Village Parkway. If you're familiar with that area of the west side, Alexis will be out there through the morning. We'll continue to work to get updates throughout the morning. What a story for them.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.